All right, let's dive straight in. Dr. Lin, one of the big topics for today is the silence that still surrounds mental health. Why do you think people are so hesitant to open up about their struggles?
Well, Eric, there are, you know, so many layers to this. A big part of it stems from cultural taboos, this idea, ingrained for generations, that mental health isn't a real problem, or worse, that it's a personal weakness rather than something that requires care and support.
Yeah, like the whole tough it out mindset we hear so often.
Exactly. It's this belief that if you're struggling, it's somehow your fault for not being strong enough or resilient enough. And this mindset, I think, is especially pervasive in cultures where emotional vulnerability is, well, viewed as a sign of failure or, you know, like something to be ashamed of. That really hits home. I actually remember a listener writing in about this. She shared how her family had generations of keep it to yourself as kind of an unspoken rule. And when she finally decided to seek therapy, it caused a lot of tension, like her family felt betrayed almost. Oh, that's sadly so common. It's heartbreaking. And I think part of the reason families react that way is fear. They don't always know how to handle the reality of mental health struggles. They're scared of judgment, of stigma. It feels easier to stay silent.
But silence ironically makes it worse, right?
It absolutely does. Let me share a quick story from one of my group therapy sessions. There was this moment, I'll never forget it. A woman spoke up for the very first time about her anxiety, and as she talked, you could just feel the tension in the room shift. Suddenly, other participants started opening up too, admitting, "I feel that way," or "I've never told anyone this."
Wow.
Right? And in that moment, you could see how profoundly powerful it was for these individuals to be heard and validated. It's such a stark contrast to what isolation does. It eats away at our well-being. But connection and openness, those are the antidotes. It just shows how, I mean, even one person's courage to speak up can create this ripple effect.
And speaking of courage, Dr. Lin, you've mentioned before how much damage the myth of mental illness being just a phase has caused. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes, Eric. It's such a harmful myth, isn't it? It's especially troubling because it undermines the courage it takes for someone to speak up in the first place. When we dismiss mental illness as just a phase, it not only diminishes their experience, but it also sends the message that their struggles aren't significant or worthy of attention, and that delays the support they so desperately need. It makes everything feel invalidated. Like what someone's going through isn't serious enough to be acknowledged?
Exactly. And research backs this up. Studies have shown that when people internalize these kinds of dismissive messages, they're less likely to seek help. And, this is key, they're more likely to experience worsened symptoms over time. It's a dangerous cycle because the longer someone feels unsupported or misunderstood, the harder it becomes to, well, break through that stigma.
That cycle can have real, even life-threatening consequences, right?
Absolutely. And let me illustrate this with an example, one I think will really resonate. There's a TikTok creator I worked with, I obviously won't name names, who publicly disclosed her bipolar diagnosis. Before this, she had this huge following, you know, and everyone loved her for her humor and authenticity. But as soon as she started opening up about her mental health struggles, she experienced this massive fallout. Lost thousands of followers literally overnight.
Oof, that's heartbreaking. But also, kind of brave, right?
Extremely brave. And here's the thing. Losing followers hurt, of course. But she told me that the few messages she received from people thanking her for speaking up, those messages, they meant the world to her. She basically said it saved her life, because sharing her truth helped her reject the silence that had been suffocating her for years. It was this remarkable, liberating shift.
That's powerful.
And it really shows how, by pushing back against these myths, even in small but public ways, we can start to shift the narrative.
Absolutely. But speaking of narratives, I think media representation plays a huge part in this too. You know, for decades, we've seen mental illness portrayed in ways that are either overly dramatized or, honestly, just plain wrong. It's like these false narratives have propped up the very myths we need to break down.
Yeah, like when mental illness is used for shock value, right? Instead of showcasing the nuance or humanity behind it. Exactly. And those repeated portrayals cement stereotypes. But, thankfully, we're starting to see a slow shift toward more authentic storytelling, especially in newer media, like podcasts, independent films, even creators on social platforms. It's not perfect, but these spaces are starting to show how mental health stigma can be tackled in a real, relatable way.
And that's where responsibility comes in, for all of us. Whether it's as content creators, advocates, or just individuals, challenging these myths starts with honest, everyday conversations. Isn't that what opens the door to change? You know, Dr. Lin, as we just discussed, those honest conversations are absolutely where it begins. But let's take it a step further. You've already shared some profound insights, so now let's dive into the real, tangible things our listeners can do to combat stigma in their own lives. Where do we start?
Well, first and foremost, conversations. It might sound simple, but brave, honest conversations can seriously shift perspectives. Stigma thrives in silence, so choosing to speak up, whether it's to share your own experiences or to support someone else, is a powerful act. So it's like that ripple effect we talked about earlier, right? One small moment of courage can lead to something so much bigger. Exactly. And beyond conversations, another step is educating yourself and others. When we challenge misinformation, we begin to dismantle the stereotypes that often fuel stigma. For example, take the time to learn about mental health conditions and share accurate information whenever there's an opportunity.
I think sometimes people are unsure where to even start, though. Like, how do you initiate those learning moments without coming across as, I don't know, preachy?
That's a great question. And the answer lies in curiosity rather than preaching. Instead of telling someone what to think, try asking questions. Start with something like, "What have you heard about this?" Or, "How do you feel about that?" It opens the door to dialogue, not debate. Those are actually great, really approachable. What about community-level action? It can feel daunting to take on something as big as stigma. It's easier than it might seem. Hosting or attending workshops, community events, or even online forums can create safe, inclusive spaces for these conversations. One of my proudest moments was organizing a mental health workshop in an underserved area and seeing people walk away with tools they felt genuinely empowered to use. Wow, that must have been incredibly rewarding. It really was. And it goes to show how fostering spaces of inclusion and understanding can lead to incredible ripple effects. You're planting seeds that can grow far beyond what you initially imagine.
I really love that. And speaking of seeds growing, I think inspiring stories like the one you just shared are so important. Sarah, didn't a listener write in about starting something similar at her workplace?
Oh, yeah. She set up a whole awareness campaign after experiencing how stigma was impacting her colleagues. She told us that one of the most powerful moments came when a coworker confided in her privately, saying they'd never felt safe to open up before. And now, her workplace is rolling out formal policies and training to better address mental health. That's an incredible example of grassroots change. And it emphasizes the last step I want to share, advocacy. Advocacy doesn't have to mean championing large-scale campaigns. It can be as simple as standing up against stigma whenever you encounter it. Even saying, "Hey, that's not okay," when you hear a harmful stereotype can make an impact. So true. I mean, imagine if even one person did that every day. The cultural shift would be huge.
It really would. And as we wrap up, I just want to say, this conversation has been eye-opening, to say the least. Dr. Lin, Sarah, thank you both for your insights. And to everyone listening, thank you for being part of this journey.
Thank you, Eric. And to our listeners, remember, even the smallest step toward change can have a profound impact. Let's all do our part.
Absolutely. And on that note, we'll see you next time. Take care, everyone.